ENDPRadio.com. You know what time it is. It is the prime time slot, and you know what that means. You're locked in the basement with Khalifa, and yes, I'm going to talk my ditty, as I've been telling y'all all week. Matter of fact, I've been telling y'all since Friday. You see, that's this young lady, you feel me? And her name is Miss G.G. Miller, and she's into artist development. You know what? I'm going to make it real easy. I'm going to let her speak for herself, y'all, because I told y'all I was going to try to pull her in the studio, and I got the best thing I could do. I got her in the studio, and now she is here to tell y'all a few things. I don't want her to tell y'all everything, though, because we're going to make this show last. But, Miss GG, will you please tell the people who you are and what it is you do? Did I catch you?
Thank you so much for me. For real, this is what's up. Thank you. You're a huge platform, so I'm happy to be here.
Our show, my show, well, actually, the radio station itself, is all about independent artists. Okay. So we deal strictly with independent artists, meaning we're trying to help those people who have music, quality music, get some streams. Not only get some streams, but we actually have some other clients, some A&Rs, who actually listen to the station. And we're trying to get some of these independent artists heard. So, with that being said, I have a library of music from independent artists, and they are lacking in artist development. So I got you on the show because I've been following your posts for quite some time. I've been the fool. I haven't been the one to actually get out there and spend the money, but I've been actually directing people to you because I actually see your results. So when I see results, that makes me inquire, let me see what this person is talking about. So I did some investigating. And it says, a couple of my homies who have inquired about your services, who are actually your clients, they love you.
Thank you. I love my clients. Like, you know what's interesting?
Get out of there, buddy.
I'm not a boss. What I do with my clients, when you hire me, you work with me. We talk probably every day.
Okay.
This is a relationship that is completely, built on the strengths of what you want to learn.
Right.
I'm finally kind of that person that's finally talking about it, you know? So, yeah, I watch my clients go from, I love when I find them almost ready to quit.
Wow.
I watch them go fair to where they are, and I'm a part of it every step, and I love them, and I'm proud of them, and they inspire me. So, it's a typical relationship we have.
So, my question is, because a lot of people want to know, what is artist development? Because they don't know. I know. But they don't know. So I want you to kind of give us some insight on what artist development is and exactly what it is that you do.
Okay, so my artist development is artist music business development, meaning I am the paperwork. I am sure, as you know,
yes,
and a lot of artists around you, at some point in your career, somebody asked you, you got your paperwork?
Right.
You got your paperwork. Okay, so how it really ended up coming to be was this. I am a dreamer, I'm a manifester, I'm a visionary, and I had a dream and a chase too. And I just wanted someone to give me the 1, 2, 3 steps. That's it. I don't want no manipulation, I don't want no hidden agenda, I don't want no hidden fees. I just want someone to be honest with me and just give me the steps, I'll pay you for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of as the modeling thing turned into being working with artists, I wanted to become a me for me. For all the me's out there who just wanted someone to be like, this is what you do when you get in the ASCAP. This is what you do when you get in the sounds change. You know what I'm saying? So for me, a lot of people may see artist developer and they think I'm not in the business of making stars. So I need to be very clear. I am the paperwork. I'm ASCAP. I teach you why you have it, how you use it, how to maximize. You know, it's the entire royalty collection system, but it's being completely independent, paperwork and ownership of everything you're doing in the studio wise is my artist development process.
So that means you are the person to see. Because a lot of artists, like, there's a lot of artists in my city. And a lot of them, of course, you know, they have the YouTube page. They have, of course, they're using the various PROs to get their music out. But they're saying, like, I have all these streams, but I don't see any money. Why am I not getting no money in this and that? You know what I'm saying? I ask them all the time. I said, do you have all of your paperwork set up correctly? Are your accounts together? Or are they in line? They're like, well, what are you talking about? So I start laughing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm a professional, because I'm almost as green as some of them. I do know some of the things, because I've been in the music for a while. I mean, a while. And I know some of the things that I need to do and the paperwork I need to do to generate, you know, cash flow. But after watching some of your Facebook posts, and then after me sending art, because I'm going to tell you now, I was being slick. I figure if I send somebody else at you and they start doing what they, and their things are going correctly, oh, well, then she know what she's talking about. So I mean, I need to go spend my bread and see what's up. So I have two friends that I've been in the music with probably 10, 15 years. Of course, I told you who are TJ Game Wrecker, Certified 360. And I just met Luger. He's probably the newest person that I know as far as producing. And they all swear by you. They swear by you. So I'm still waiting on TJ to come into the studio. And I'm also waiting on 360. He should be here pretty soon. But I wanted the people to get a chance to find out exactly who you were, where you're located. Actually, where are you located?
I don't say all that. But I am in the United States of America.
Okay, well, we'll say that.
I'll give you that region. But no, what's really cool about that introduction of what you just said about a lot of artists that follow you, look into you, speak to you, have fun. One is never really like to, I'm not an artist. I'm a dreamer. So if I had guessed something and it was wrong, if someone would have laughed at me, that would have crippled my next step. That would have like kind of made me feel a little bit, you know, it's not easy for everybody right in the beginning. But for me, there's no ego that you have to come with.
Right.
There's no, whatever you got going on with the stage and your big numbers, like people come to me as the most humble. And that's how, you know, that's kind of how I think a lot of people work easier with me because it's direct and it's humble and there's no negotiation, you know what I mean? So, but I do want to bring into the subject, you spoke about pros. A lot of people who follow me, like the main thing they'll say is like, I follow you, I'm doing good because I follow your page. First of all, my page is a public page.
Right.
I have a whole private page.
Right, a whole clients. Private network.
So if you think my public page is lit, can you imagine what I'm saying when I don't have to edit out what you guys don't know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's another perk. And then another thing about like, when people are following me and they speak, they always say, well, I got my ASCAP, I got my BMI, and you know I'm in tune for it. Just so I can just kind of break this down in real simple kind of form. There are 16 royalties. There's 6 agencies that collect royalties, okay? Out of the 6, ASCAP and BMI are one of those agencies that only collect for 3 royalties. That means you are missing 13 other royalties. So in a sense of, yeah, you may think you have that and then you go to TuneCore, but the thing is, I can't stress it enough.
Oh, go ahead.
I can't stress it enough to the artist that that's not enough. One, right. Because that's why I teach, why do you have it? Well, do you know why you have ASCAP? Yeah, because someone told me no. ASCAP is in Walmart and Target and all those places. They play music all day over the speakers.
Right.
They pay ASCAP an annual fee one time a year for all the music registered to dump, and they can pick the songs they want going over their speakers.
Correct.
If you are not a songwriter, if you are not making mainstream music for venues,
right,
such as Starbucks and Walmart and da da da, then yeah, you're gonna look like you got lower checks. And if you don't know how to use the codes to go out and multiply that songwriter check or that publisher. If you don't know how, then yeah, it looks like $26 every 3 months. You know, and I think a lot of people at that point, they're like, okay, and I try to be as honest as it is. You did a great job with the start that you had, but you have a lot of holes.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, and a lot of people have a lot of holes. Now, if they want to hire me or not, they want to hear it or not, one, I will never give out all 16 royalties on my page.
Right. Right. See, that's the whole point. I'm trying to give them some insight. I want y'all to go see her. Go hit her up. And when I come back, you know what?
I might have to pay my 200 again.
When I come back, I'm going to let Miss Gigi tell y'all how y'all can get in touch with her. How do y'all acquire by her services? Y'all keep it locked right here. ENDPRadio.com. You're in the basement with Khalifa.
We are your cyber station.